Canto 3, Chapter 19 and Tricks number 34. Annesham Punyashlokanam Uddama Yashasam Satam Upashrutya Bhavena Modaha Srivatsankasya Kim Punaha Annesham Punyashlokanam Uddama Yashasam Satam Upashrutya Bhavena Modaha Srivatsankasya Kim Punaha Annesham Punyashlokanam Uddama Yashasam Satam Upashrutya Bhavena Modaha Srivatsankasya Kim Punaha Annesham of others Punya Shlokanam of pious reputation Uddam Yashasam whose fame is spread everywhere Satam of the devotees Upashrutya by hearing Bhaved may arise Modaha, pleasure. Shri Vatsa Ankasya, of the Lord who bears the mark Shri Vatsa. Kim Punaha, what to speak of? Translation and purport by His loving divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. What to speak of hearing the pastimes of the Lord who chased his mark with Shri Vatsa? People may take transcendental pleasure even in hearing of the works and deeds of the devotees whose frame is immortal. Annesham Punyashlokana Uddama Yashasa Satam. Bhagavatam literally means the pastimes of the Lord and the Lord's devotees. For example, there are pastimes of Lord Krishna and narrations of devotees like a Prahlad, Dhruva and Maharaj Ambarish. Both pastimes pertain to the Supreme Personality of a Godhead because the devotees' pastimes are in relation with Him. The Mahabharata, for example, the history of Pandavas and their activities, is sacred because the Pandavas had a direct relationship with the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. Om Ajnana Dimirandasya Dhyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Navaishnavancha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahaganar Adanvitam tam sajivam sadvaitam savadhutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam shri radha krishna padana sahagana lalita shri vishakhanvitam cha nama om vishnu padaya krishna prishtaya bhutale shrimate bhakti vedanta swamin yati namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine nirvishesha shunyavadi paschatya deshatarine jaya sri krishna chaitanya prabho nityananda shri advaita gadadhar shrivasadi gaura bhakta vrinda hare krishna 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 hare 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 rama hare rama 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 hare 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 krishna 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 hare 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 rama hare rama 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 hare 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 krishna 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 hare 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 rama hare rama 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 hare hare It's a really wonderful verse which explains the glory of hearing about lots of devotees. Says that Annesham Punya Shlokanam Uddama Yashasam Satam Satam. Satam, this word is used for devotees. Why they called as a Satam? What's the reason behind that? Satam. The person who is attached to Sat means eternal. And who is eternal? The Absolute, the personality of a God, Lord Krishna. So the Satam Prasangat Mama Virya Samvedam. Come on, it's me here. This is Skandame. In this canto only, further. Now this is 19, it will be in the 25. Third canto, 25th chapter, text number 25. This Satam, why they are called as a Satam? Because they are to attach to the Absolute Truth. That is, Absolute Truth is Supreme Personality of God. And it is said, it's very common and natural for people to get attracted toward the Lord's activities. What to speak of Lord's activities? Even who are attached to the Lord, to hear about them is very pleasing. Because, as Lord says that, mada anyatena janati naham tebhyo managapi. The sadhus, the satam, the personalities who are really attached to the Lord. Lord himself says, I don't know anything else or anyone else other than them. Because they don't know anything else other than me. So they are so attached to each other, like a made for each other. See, if there is, Bhagavan is there, if there is no devotee, then what is the relationship between? If there is a Bhagavan but no devotees, so there will be no bhakti. The strangle of Bhagavan, Bhakt and Bhakti, it gets only closed when all these three things are present. Lord is glorified because of his devotees. Because devotees, they glorify Lord. Who else will do that? Demon, are they going to glorify Lord? No. We can understand the glories of the Lord only from the devotees. Lord may come in front of you. He may do the miraculous thing. But if devotee is not there to convey you that this is my Lord, you will not understand. Do you? No. And that's why Lord he himself says that you want to hear about me, then go to my devotees. Satam prasangat mama virya samvedam. Because they know how to glorify me. They know how to know me. Because none of the fragrant flower knows its own fragrance. Does it? Who knows that? Bumblebee. So if you would really want to know what kind of a fragrance that flower has, you have to go and ask Bhramar, or the person who has really very sensitive nose, who can give you exact what it means. So same way, to know the Lord, you should know the devotees. That's why in Padma Purana it is said, Aradhanami Sarvesham Vishnor Aradhanam Param Tasmat Parataram Devi Tadiyanam Samarjana. There are Tadiyas and there are Madiyas. Tadiya means, Lord says, they are mine. And Madiyas means, devotee said, Lord is mine. Which is best? See, like the president of USA. You said he is my president. Huh? But if that person says he is my citizen, which is more connected? Huh? Why? See, there are so many imposters. They call themselves as a devotee. Why I am telling this? To make it understand that what is the difference between devotees and imposters. What devotees says, oh my Lord, I don't have any qualification. I am so much wretched and so much fallen. How I can claim myself that I am yours? Huh? How I can say that you are mine? How I can possess you? Is it possible for me? My heart is so filthy, so many lusty desires are there. Can I make you sit in that place? No. I'm so low. But imposter, what say? He says, Mere mana mandir me aajao giridhari. My Lord, come in my heart, come in my heart. Lord has not gone anywhere else. He's there in your heart. But you should know that He is there. And when Lord says, He is mine. Name bhaktya pranashati. Name bhaktya pranashati. My devotees, they never perishes. What He says? My devotees. He belongs to me. So no one can interfere in his life. No graha, no tantra, no mantra, no yantra will work on that person. When he becomes tadiya, he belongs to God. Imposter, they claim themselves, I am a devotee. But devotee never says, I am a devotee. He said, I am trying. I am trying my best to become a devotee of the Lord. I don't have any qualification. But what do they want to identify themselves? I am not a devotee, but I am trying to be a servant of your devotees. See, that's the difference between imposter and devotee. There are people, they say, oh, are hum bhi hai na 35 saal se bhakti kar rahe hain, humko malum nahi hai kya. If you say that you are doing devotion for last 35 years, means that you are not doing at all anything. You are having your own claim. If you meet any senior advanced devotee, you ask them, Prabhuji, Swamiji, kab se, since when you are in touch with Krishna consciousness or in this process, what they will say? I'm just trying. Just now started. Just begin. It's a beginning. Why? Because Lord and His relationship and His pastimes, they are Nitya Nutuna Navayama. Means they are eternal. But again, they are new. And they are newer and newer. Each and every moment. His beauty, his pastime, his glories, everything is increasing. It's increasing means what you have understood is not enough. Then you have to try more. That's why in spirituality there is no end. Because Lord is Ananta. His pastimes are Ananta. His guna, they are Ananta. He's fabulous. So everything in his regard is immeasurable, innumerable. That's why it should be understood. How to understand this? Associating with devotees. If you associate with them, because they can catch hold of Lord. They can understand the Lord's pastime. No one else. Like that nice story of cobbler and brahmana. Have you heard that? Remember? Huh? What chamar or brahman ki katha malum hai? Huh? Chalo bata dete hain.
Happy family wale.
Only devotee can understand the glory of Lord. Once what happened when brahmana was performing all his karma kanda and everything regularly without fail, and there was one cobbler. He's a very simple man sitting under a banyan tree, and every day he was engaged in work. But while he was engaged in work, he always used to remember Lord. And what is the essence of Vedas? वेदों का सार क्या है?
उनका वेद पढ़ने में टाइम नहीं।
वेदों का सार है स्मर्तव्यम सततम विष्णु विस्मर्तव्यम न जातचे सर्व विधि निषदयोर येव किंक रहा. All the vidhis and nishedas, all the rules and regulations, they are meant for what? To always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. And this cobbler was always remembering Lord, constantly. So one day Narad Muni was, Devarshi Naradji, he was moving around, so he came across there. And when the brahmana, he saw the Devarshi Narad, he said, "Pranam, where are you going?" She says, "I'm going to Vaikuntha. Do you have anything that I should convey to their lordship?" Then brahmana said, "If you go and see their lordship, just ask them when I'm coming back to Vaikuntha. What is my expiry date when I'm going to?" Everyone needs to know that. When I'm going to die. And how I'm going to die. And after death, am I going back home to Godhead, or I will be just loitering around this universe?" Then he said, "Okay, I will do that. Whenever I go, I will ask the Lord." Then he went further and he saw that cobbler nicely chanting the holy name of the Lord, Achyutananda Govinda. Then when he saw Devarshi Narad, he just got up. He offered his prostrated pranams, gave him a nice seat to sit, then offered him a water. And then Devarshi Narad says, "I'm going to Vaikuntha. Do I have anything to ask their lordship?" He said, "No, I don't have to ask anything. If you go there, just offer pranams from my side. That is it." Brahmana was surprised. Devarshi Narad was surprised. He said, "This cobbler, he does not have any other desire. He just wants to offer pranams to the Lord. That's it." So Devarshi Narad went and he As a devotee Narad came there, the Lord looked at him and said, yes, Naradji, now you have come, so there must be something. Some special reason must be there, otherwise you will not come here. So what is that? He said, while coming I met one Brahmana and he has asked that when he is coming back to you. He is coming back to Vaikuntha. Then Lord just, for a moment he thought something and he said, okay, he may come after a few lifetimes, not immediately. Then Narad was a bit curious. He offered pranam. And there were, Lord said, what is this? He said, this is pranam from one cobbler whom I met while coming. Oh, then Lord said, this person is going to come back to me after quitting this body. Arjun was surprised. He said, how? Okay, he said, you will understand. You go down. What should I say then? It will be difficult for me to convey this to Brahmana because very religiously he is engaged in following Karmakanda and he is busy in all the activities. The Lord said, okay, you just go and tell him what I am doing. He said, what should I tell him? Just tell him that Lord is sitting and he is trying to pass elephant through eye of the needle. Can you imagine? It sounds totally absurd, that someone is passing an elephant through the eye of the needle. So Naraji was a bit confused, but he said, it's Lord. So he went, and when again the Brahmana saw the Naraji, he offered pranam and asked, so Devarshi, did you ask my question to the Lord? Have you got any answer? He said, yeah, definitely. You will go back to him after maybe a few lifetimes. He said, what? After a few lifetimes? The whole life I'm doing this, and you are telling me that after a lifetime I'm going? You are kidding me. So what Lord was doing when you went there? He said, he was passing the elephant through the eye of the needle. The Brahmana said, Naraji, please go. I don't want to offend you. It will not happen. How the elephant can go through the eye of the needle? You are lying. And he became angry. Then Naraji just moved out of that place. Then he understood this person is not capable to go back because he is not believing me. Or neither he is believing in the Lord. Then he went to that cobbler. As soon as cobbler saw the Naraji, he just got up, he started dancing madly. He offered his pranam, he gave him water. And then Naraji said, hey, what happened? He said, nothing. You have just came after meeting my Lord. So I'm so happy. He said, why? Because my Lord is transcendental. He is amazing. Then he said, do you want to know what he was doing? And he said, definitely I wanted to know what my Lord was doing there. He said, he was passing elephant through the eye of the needle. As soon as that cobbler that he heard that, he started jumping literally. See, my Lord is glorious. How wonderful things he is doing. Naraji just thought that he must have gone crazy. He said, do you believe that Lord is passing the elephant through the eye of the needle? He said, yes, my Lord can do that. He said, how you can believe? And he said, Devarshi, just 1 minute. You know it, but still you are asking me. By your instruction, I'm going to explain you how. And then he took one fruit from the banyan tree. And he opened that fruit. And then he took out one seed out of that. And he showed it to Naraji. What is this? Naraji said, Are, this is seed from this fruit. He said, how many seeds are there in this fruit? He said, numerous. I can't count. There are so many. Then he looked at the tree. Then he asked, from where this tree has come? Then he said, definitely, from the seed. Then he said, if my Lord can keep such a big banyan tree in this seed, then what is difficult for him to pass through the elephant, through the eye of the needle? Not a one. He can pass through 10 at a time through this eye of the needle. It's not a big deal for my Lord. And then Narada realized, why Lord has said that this person will come to me? Because Lord has already accepted him. That's the glory. Because devotees, they know the Lord's activities and the reason behind that. That's why they don't just jump on conclusion that why this happened, why that happened. No. They know the real reason behind that. The Lord's heart. Kamam tu dasyam natu kama kamya. They are not the servant of kama, but they are the servant of Lord's desire. That's the glory. So once, if you understand this, then you will understand that. Kya? क्या पढ़ रहे हो आप कहाँ से पढ़ रहे हो
35
ए मेरी माँ अपना 3400 श्लोक चल रहा आप हो गए ना सुनते हो ध्यान से ना पढ़ते हो ध्यान से मैं बता क्या रहा हूँ आप पूछ क्या रहे हो अरे हमने पढ़ा ही नहीं मुझे मालूम ही नहीं तो मैं कैसे बताऊंगा अभी तक हम 34वें श्लोक के ऊपर चर्चा कर रहे हैं और आप 35वें श्लोक में कुछ लिखा है उसका पूछ रहे हैं जो बता रहा हूं वो तो दिमाग में गया नहीं फिर क्योंकि सोच रहे 35वें श्लोक के बारे में गया तो फिर ये कहां से आ गया बीच में अभी मेरा खत्म भी नहीं हुआ तब तक आपने वो 35वां श्लोक का चालू कर दिया इतनी गति से कहां जाओगे जाना तो उनके पास ही है सो व्हाट्स मोर इंपॉर्टेंट थिंग दैट वी हैव टू अंडरस्टैंड टू हियर अबाउट द लॉर्ड एंड हिज डिवोटीज इज ऑलवेज प्यूरिफाइंग श्रीमद् भागवतम कंटेन्स सो मेनी एपिसोड्स देयर आर सो मेनी इंसिडेंट्स देयर आर सो मेनी स्टोरीज वेयर Lord has performed different pastimes with his devotees. So Srimad Bhagavatam is none other than the life and biography or life stories of his devotees. That's why Vyakti Bhagavat and Grantha Bhagavat. If you serve both of them, you are going to attain the Supreme Personality of the Godhead. So Vyakti Bhagavat is he who dedicates his life for the service of the Lord. And Grantha Bhagavatam is that which has the stories about such a devotees who have dedicated their lives for the service of the Lord. So whenever you read Bhagavat, what you are reading about? You are reading about the Lord and his devotees' relationship. Their love for each other. How they are mad and crazy for each other. That's the real love that one can have. And that sort of a love can take you out of this material world. Okay? And here especially Lord is called as a Srivatsanga. Srivatsanga. Again it indicates that Lord can't live without his devotees. That Srivatsa Chinna or mark of Srivatsa is none other than Mother Lakshmi. So Lord is always there with his devotees. Mother Lakshmi is always there on his chest in the form of Srivatsa. So he can't live without devotees. He may be Atmaram, but unless and until he meets his devotees, without their love, even he is not complete. He is eagerly waiting to reciprocate with his devotees. And that's why he takes different forms. That's why he tries to establish his own relationship with all the jivas. We have forgotten, but he has not forgotten. He is always loving us. So let's try to understand all these wonderful pastimes of the Lord. At glories of his devotees, their association. Because that association can make you understand about the Lord. Okay. Any question, any doubt, any comment? क्या
हम लोग का शरीर में एक मंदिर है,
इसलिए तो ये डेकोरेशन करते हैं ना शायद। आप पूछना क्या चाहते हैं? आपने ये बता दिया कि ये मंदिर है, तो मंदिर को तो डेकोरेट करना चाहिए ना। अरे प्रभु, मेरे 30 साल के बाद ये पूछोगे तो मेरा कैसे होगा? आपको मैं क्या समझाऊं इसके बारे में? आप तो इतने शुद्धता के नियम बताते हो हमें, हम क्या समझाएंगे आप? इदं शरीरं खलु धर्म साधनम्। दिस बॉडी इज द रियल इंस्ट्रूमेंट फॉर अचीविंग अवर रिलीजियस गोल। ये शरीर ही धर्म का या धर्म की प्राप्ति का साधन है, तो इस साधन को भी संभालना चाहिए ना। ये भगवान ने हमें हमारे कर्मों के कारण दिया है, ताकि इस साधन के द्वारा भगवान से हम अपना संबंध प्रस्थापित कर सके। तो उस धर्म शरीर को भगवान का समझ के हमें उसको उसकी रक्षा करनी है, उसकी देखभाल करनी है। और भगवान जहां रहते हैं वो मंदिर हो जाता है। अगर हम जानते हैं कि भगवान हमारे हृदय में है, तो ये शरीर मंदिर हो गया, फिर तो उस मंदिर को उसी प्रकार से रखना है। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। समवेद भक्तवृंद की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा। रेकॉर्ड नहीं हो, बघू ना का एवढं प्रेमाने। वंदना।